It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are glad to be back. I can tell you that. Hope you're glad as well. Phillies baseball returns to WIP tonight. Phil's Red Sox, 6:45 first pitch. But it's 5 o'clock, and we know you've gotten an imposter top 5 at 5 for the last week. But now you're going to get the real one.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Yeah, I heard there were some interesting top fives last week.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just...
So, who did them last week?
Well, I guess Luke did one.
Luke. Deep voice Luke.
Deep voice Luke.
Okay.
Louie, who did the midday show today, he did one. And I don't know who did the others.
Yeah, I heard...
But Morgenstein was here for all of them.
Oh, he didn't get to do any?
Well, he's back there.
No.
He said they were great.
Louie's was pretty wholesome, I heard.
It was very wholesome. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know... Sibling bonding.
Yeah.
You know.
That was his top five?
That's what top five is all about.
We're all about bringing everyone together.
Yep.
A lot of love. Well, ELE, as I've always said.
We all know yours are always about love. So which WIP staff members are you going to rank
taking
poorly?
Down today? Yeah.
Well, we start with Ike. So the five... five other things that we missed in the last week. Last we were on... I mean, Ike was limping all around this place.
He looked terrible. I was worried.
Ike was starting to question his own mortality. Week later and three rounds of golf, this guy's sprinting down the aisles.
Hopping around.
Ike's knee is back, baby.
What a
Ike's
relief.
Ike's knee is back.
That is sure. That is for sure. Shout out to the doctor that gave me the Toradol shot, too. So, yeah.
There you go.
Just like O2, baby.
And the swelling went down, too.
Swelling went down, yep, that day. Anti-inflammatory.
There you go.
Took me back to my playing days, man.
I feel like it was like the time at Any Given Sunday where they walked into the trainer's room and not Any Given Sunday, Friday Night Lights. And
they're about to say it could have been Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, no, Friday Night Lights when they're about to give the shot to the running back. And,
oh yeah,
and they stopped. They're like, no,
a booby.
Yeah. But you got the shot.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Well, congrats.
Happy.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were happy.
Yep.
The fourth thing that we missed last week and all of the discussion about Jalen. I mean, how could we not talk about him and Michael Jordan vacationing together in Greece? I mean, just one-on-one talk with the GOAT.
Well, I heard from Elliot why that relationship is good for Michael Jordan. That's...
Well, here's a
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like it was a Jordan brand get together.
Yeah, listen, everybody's doing retreats this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a getaway. And it's a getaway for the Jordan brand team that Jalen is obviously a part of. Quite frankly, Luka's there too, but I think Jalen is probably the biggest face right now of the active guys. We got some guys like Melo, guys like that who aren't
Jeter,
who aren't necessarily playing.
McCain is Jordan brand.
Is Tatum a Jordan guy? I think Tatum is a Jordan guy.
I think he is.
Yeah, I think he's a Jordan guy.
Is. Yeah.
So probably between him and Jalen, they're probably the biggest Jordan brand guys right now.
Yeah. I think that's probably fair.
So Jalen's been just about
everyone.
He's been with Mike all offseason.
There was
man.
No scheduling conflict with the any Jordan brand thing.
No.
Here's the one thing before you finish your list real quick.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing you can bet is happening in all seriousness. Jalen is soaking up the information.
That's evident.
Some guys just may be there because they've probably been with Jordan for a while, so they know this is just really a cigar and drinking trip for Michael Jordan. But Jalen is probably the one that's really there like, hey, man. He's really trying to soak up the information and get little tips to help him.
Yes, I think so.
He buys into it completely.
Oh, yeah. It's like basically his persona now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he did that whole video last week where he's like, you know, what are your core values, I guess? And he said, like, family, friends, and championships.
There you go.
You know?
You love that video, didn't you?
Oh, my God. It's insulting, but we're moving on.
It's all about the rings.
Yeah.
How's that insulting?
And he works, so whatever.
I believe sickening was the word you used.
the third other thing that we missed last week, woke up to this one. I was so confused when Schwarber won All-Star Game MVP.
I fell asleep,
because Ike sent me his ticket, of course. You know, Ike's out here cashing checks. It's great.
Did you bet Schwarber All-Star Game MVP?
I did.
You're a psychopath, man.
Plus 3,000.
It's great.
Really?
Yep.
Would you throw 10 bucks on it?
15.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, no, 20. I'm so, oh, was it 15 or 20?
I have to look at
wow,
it.
Wow, well done.
Yeah, I woke up to it as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because I
didn't see the end of the game.
I woke up to it, and I was like, oh, what'd he do? Hit a home run? You know, like, did he go off in the game? No, he had three home runs in the
right, in the swing off.
Yeah. It was an impressive swing off.
It was awesome.
And
it was.
By the way,
I'm mad I missed it.
The best part, Mets fans being such little tiny babies about Schwarber winning the MVP instead of Pete Alonso. They're like, that wasn't even real. He was 0 for 2. What sense does this make? He was 0 for 2. Yeah.
Yeah. That game was like,
it's a pretty good game.
I saw 6-0 in it. What?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see a second of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
because you were way in the wilderness.
I was way in the wilderness.
Up in the mountains.
No service. The second thing that we missed last week, now I tuned in for a little bit of this, but it was apparently more than just the 10 minutes that I listened. Just a disgusting amount of Flyers talk on this show from Broads and Al Broads and Louie. I mean, can we just...
Oh, and Kaney was probably on, too, and she was probably on Flyers.
Are you kidding me?
She was.
Everyone's all...
Justifying why she had Meechkoff in front of Willard, too.
Oh, yeah, because that's a real thing. We should address that with her again. Yeah. Like, when she talks to Wheeler before the game or after the game.
Yeah, you're gonna bring him up. Yeah. Ask him if you think he's better than Meechkoff.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, come on. Talk about the Eagles. Talk about the Phillies. It's our show.
Yeah. Well, you had to know when you saw Broads with Al for a four-hour show, we were going to get... You know, who do you think is the center on the fourth line kind of conversation?
They're talking about save percentage of the backup goalie. Come on.
Doofuses.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Broads is the hockey guy.
Yeah.
Hockey is big on this show because we brought it back.
We're the official show.
The fact that Porter Martone is going to Michigan State.
It's big for you.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's huge.
That's huge.
Be better if he was going to play for the Flyers. But
but I tell you.
That's not how it works.
Automatically connects me to him.
Okay. He's your guy.
Yeah. I'm all in.
Okay.
On draft night, I was supportive of the draft pick.
You were? He was a big Porter Martone guy.
Yep,
well, and he snubs Penn State, which we're always big fans of.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a Spartan dog. He's a Spartan dog.
Oh, man.
But the number one thing that we missed last week, and it's got to be the meme of the summer, is this Coldplay concert thing with the CEO and the affair all over the big screen. Now Phillies games, they put the Fanatic up, and he's, you know, I can't believe it turned into this big old thing.
So I woke up to it, saw it happening, and then saw it, like, evolve, because I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there.
Yeah.
I do...
Feel bad for him.
I feel bad. Not him. Well, I mean, I sort of feel bad for him, but I feel bad for his family.
Yeah.
Like, he's got kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and trust me, have had to deal with bullets occasionally because of something somebody in my family did. Like, it's not fun.
Yeah.
But it never happened on a stage. Like, the entire world is making
and
fun
of
your...
And have it take off the way that it did.
And it's because, like, your parents are probably going to get divorced. Force now, and the entire story is I just like, and the guy, look, again, I'm not crying for him.
No.
He lost his job.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did she lose her job?
I don't know. Now, it's usually like just the way that the HR dynamics work.
Mm-hmm.
He is in, if he was her boss,
right,
then he is in the position of power in that. So I did not see anything about her.
Didn't she work in HR?
She did.
The head of HR.
She should have changed the rules.
She's the head of HR?
She should have changed the rules before they had the affair.
God.
Yeah.
I just like, I can't believe it turned into like how big it did. I saw the video. I was like, oh, like, haha. Well, and then it's been like a week of all I see is the Coldplay meme.
Dude, within 3 hours of seeing it, I probably saw it at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Within 3 hours, people on the internet had figured out who the two people were,
mm-hmm.
were leaving comments on his LinkedIn profile about it. We're leaving comments on his wife's Facebook with pictures of it.
Mm.
Dude, that's a lot.
That's a lot
nowadays, man.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot to put the family through.
Yeah.
That's a lot to put the family through. And he's not even a public figure.
No.
You know, it's one thing you get these celebrities that, you know, find themselves in this position. that's sort of expected because a celebrity is a public figure. This guy isn't a public figure. He certainly didn't think he was going to be on a damn Jumbotron.
Well, and then he made that. The mistake was running away from the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Because if you just stand there.
You look just like everybody else that's on a Jumbotron.
Nobody says anything.
Right. Now, the people who know you are going to say something, but at least it isn't what it is.
Right.
Because we don't know you.
No. Have no idea.
We know you now because of the reaction to you being on the Jumbotron.
And I think they were in a different city than they actually live, because it happened in Boston, right? And I don't even think that's where they live. So there's a possibility he gets away with it if he doesn't. I'm not saying that.
That's why he was out of town.
Yeah.
Don't be going to games.
Coldplay concerts.
That was a concert. You're right. Don't be going to concerts. More importantly, sit your ass down. Nobody told you to stand up and start hugging on each other.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, show a little bit of
sit down somewhere
discretion. And then, man, the Phillies went right for the jugular.
They did.
By having the friggin' Fanatic doing it.
I know.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the meme of the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
it's a lot.
That was a topic of discussion at a gathering I was at.
I'm sure.
Over the weekend, yes. Well, listen, once wives get a hold of this stuff, that's all it becomes. Can you believe? I'm like, yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
So I was talking about it with my wife, and it was
it becomes a discussion.
It was that.
Yeah.
And then the guy loses a job.
Yeah.
And I sent a text message. I was like, yo, can you believe this? This is crazy. I did not get a response. And I was like, oh, no.
Mm-mm.
I didn't mean to side with him.
Yes.
That wasn't what I was doing.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't what I was doing.
Never mind the head of HR who's also married.
Right.
Who's cheating on her husband.
Right, right. Right. Yes. She's the bad guy.
The wife is also cheating on her husband as well.
Yeah. I don't know. Wow. What a thing that was.
What a thing.
Yeah.
You gotta watch these wives out there.
That's good. That's good. 215.
Oh, my God.
Who do you blame?
I'm joking, everybody.
I know.
No, not you. I'm going to tell everybody that's listening.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
We're just joking.
We're just kidding. But seriously, if you're ever in a situation like that. No. All right. This hour, brought to you by Guided Door and Window, the big summer sale is happening. Get 40% off all windows and doors.
I'm holding in bed by 9:30.
That way you can't get, you're not out doing anything bad because you're asleep already. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
However your knee is back.
Yeah.
My knee is back. Three times last week.
OG Jason.
I didn't say I played well three times. I'm just saying I played.
Oh, you're talking about the golf.
Yeah. OG Jason in Swedesboro. You're on WIP. What's up, Jason?
Oh, guys, that was great. Jack, you know, the guy who did the best top five last week was DeRazio when he got to talk about wrestling for a little bit. I know how much he loved it.
Oh, I heard. I got reports
he did a
on
top
that.
Top five wrestling?
And he chose sides on me versus the camera and chose the camera side. Which
Wait,
is,
who whoa. Chose the camera?
DeRazio.
Really?
Very disappointed.
Well, we've been mean to him. he got a little big for his britches one day. So.
But he also was cooking on the Jolly Drops. We don't give him enough credit for that.
You gave him plenty of credit that day.
All right.
Sorry, Jason.
All right, Jason.
It's all right. Speaking of choosing sides on Jack versus Joe, you know, you guys saw it on Twitter. I brought the sign, "Go Jack Fritz beat Joe DeCamera," all the way out to San Diego.
I did see it.
That was impressive.
Nice. Yes. Awesome by you.
That was impressive. Also, you wore those overalls, which were interesting as well. They were overalls, right? The Phillies overalls?
Yeah. Yeah, they were the, I guess they're officially licensed, but... no fewer than a couple dozen people stopped us around Petco Park to take pictures with us.
Oh, there you go.
Padres fans and Phillies.
Well, appreciate you supporting Jack Fritz on the West Coast.
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to be a foxhole guy, you know, I'd like to be welcomed into that foxhole.
You're definitely in there now.
Yeah, you're in the foxhole. Yeah.
But it was a great trip out to San Diego, and I got to say, I did spend some time with Aaron from San Diego in person.
That sounds frightening.
You know,
what was he like in person?
So I'll tell you this. Aaron's a good guy. Although he did, I feel, it felt like he was trying to big time me, and then he was late to our engagement, but it turned out to be worth it. He actually picked me up from the hotel, drove us out to some places I thought that we would not come back alive from, but then he treated us to In-N-Out Burger. Which is great. And I know you guys will say, oh, he's annoying, which, you know, he is.
Well, he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's super annoying. Yeah.
but you guys were saying that there's something there that you think you can develop. I'm here to say I endorse his ability to be developed into a great caller.
Hmm.
Well, I just think he needs to take feedback. I think he comes with his own agenda and wants to do his own thing. He's not a great listener, you know. So, but I think we can get him there.
Well, I think he had a little heart to heart with Hugh this afternoon. So, if you guys want him for your show, you're gonna have to snatch him up and develop him. I think he's like a kid trying to figure out what his boundaries are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let me be honest here, Jason. I'm not going to beg Aaron in San Diego to be an afternoon show guy. If he wants to be a midday show guy and has to be, you know, has that weight around his neck, that's fine with me. But we are willing on Aaron in San Diego. He's just got to get his stuff in order a little bit. Do you have a? Do you have a?
I think he's willing.
Do you have a favorite junk food for next question today?
No. Oh gosh, favorite junk food? I do. It's gonna be. I like Gobstopper candy.
Oh, Gobstopper!
Oh, Gobstopper's pretty good.
Jawbreakers.
Yeah. I haven't. Thank you for the call, Jason. I haven't heard Gobstopper in a while.
In a long time.
Around Halloween.
For next question today, the best one, and it is National Junk Food Day, so we are asking for your favorite junk food. We'll get 4 tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice, which is Sunday, August 10th, 6:30 at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Jose, you're on WIP.
What's up, Jose? I'm agree with you on that. Joe Burrow and Hurts.
Ooh, boy.
Hurts. Listen.
Oh, I'm listening. I got you.
Listen to me.
All right.
What I'm saying is, Hurst, what he done is perfect. In them games he played his ass off, and he was the MVP. Yes. But he do not have the talent that Joe Burrow have. And I am not hating on the man. The man is good. Like I said, the man won 2 Super Bowls and won 1 MVP. That's a hell of a quarterback. But you cannot put him as with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow have more talent than him. Joe Burrow throw the ball more quicker. I see in the past when Joe Burrow throw to Chase, he just did a 5 and out and boom, the ball was out. When he was turning, that ball was already in the air.
Don't nobody do 5 and outs no more, man. We still running 5-yard out routes?
Listen, I just seen a quick in the goal line. That's what it was in the goal line.
Yeah. Down to the T. Higgins, right? Yeah. I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. He's a hell of a quarterback, but he doesn't have that type of talent that Joe Burrow has.
Mm-hmm.
I say this, and I want you to be honest with me. If you put Joe Burrow with the Eagles team that he got right now, would you go to Super Bowl back to back?
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, Hurts, can you go back to back? I don't know.
We're about to do it this year. You're about to see, Jose.
But check this out. And I'm going to say one thing else. Listen to all y'all Eagles fans. Mm-hmm. That y'all really think that y'all know why they ran the ball so much last year and won them tight games? Because they were not trusting Hurts throwing the ball. Hurts couldn't throw the ball the way they wanted him to throw the ball, and they were scared for the turnover, so they ran the ball. Because you're not going to – listen real quick. You're not going to run your running back more than 27 times when he's an MVP.
Right.
You're not doing that almost every game. And that's what he did almost every game. That's what I say. Saquon took you there.
Yes, I agree with that for the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley was the best player on the team, offense MVP, team MVP. I agree with that. And had Jalen's career gotten to this point where we had never seen Jalen play at a level where he was leading the team, then I can go with that. If you're just giving me about last year, yes, that's what last year's team was. But I also remember in 2022 when Jalen was the driving force of the offense, when he was the MVP league runner-up and probably would have won it had he not gotten injured late in the season. So I say that to say that the ability is in there. We've seen him do it. That's not what he did last year, though. That's not what he did last year. And just because I like Jalen and I believe in him doesn't mean I have to ignore what was in front of us last year. We know last year was a Saquon Barkley defensive-led season. You know what's great about being a quarterback? And you got to strap it up and do it again this year. So now it can be a different storyline or narrative to this year's offense. And I think it will be. I think Jalen goes back to being more of the 2022 Jalen than what we saw last year. He's going to have to, because I think defenses are going to load up against Saquon. And you're going to have to throw the ball.
Coming up next, the NFL, as they do before every season, is counting down the top 100 players in the NFL as voted on by players. They are in the upper 60s now, and we have seen the first Eagle on the list. We will talk about that coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.